in continuation the lesson ko di Domingo, kaya kayo nga challenge about this topic, keep on going. That's the title, keep on going. Ado tao nga maupayan, ado tao nga uri na gado iti problema, mas pilyon tayo lahat at patpatuloy kakabsat, di ba? Uri ado challenge, ado nga saksakit, ado nga pagkasapulan, ado nga panungum siti tao, ado nga paspasamak ti panagbiag, uri iti si bubukalalubong is something nga conviction can commitment itong galmay sa kada tayo. Ulitak, in spite of the many turmoils and trials, the threats in life, the many fears that's happening around us today, and even nukitan tayo tibagi tayo, agkapoy tayo ng kakabsat, but let us choose to move forward and keep on going in our service to God. Tinakarami din itang amalim kakabsat is to give you 6 reasons why we should keep on going. 6 reasons why we should keep on going. First reason is because you are not alone. Because you are not alone. Hanggang agbay-may sa. You know, it is something to realize, kakabsat, nga mang-boost iti moral tayo, kan mang-encourage iti panunot tayo, nga hantay-hanlaan nga da tayo, kakabsat, iti agpurpursigi nga mga aramid iti trabaho iti Apo. We are not alone. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 and 6, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such thing as ye have. For he had said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. What a blessing. So this tells us that when you have problem, seek the presence of God in your life. No dikat tanga panggap mo kakabsat, mabigbig mo nga, 1 plus God equals majority. Even if everyone will go against you, if God is for you, nobody can be against you. Das day jeng a rason. Tapno agpatuloy ka, kadagpursigi ka, iti panagserbim ken kuana. In Matthew 28 verses 19 and 20, this is what we call the Great Commission. No inawat mo ta asawam, awatan mo ti responsibilidad, timay sa nga asawa, iti dayta nga asawam. Okay? So no inawat mo ni Apo Jesus as your personal Savior, that comes with many blessings, eternal life, fullness of life, spiritual growth, the peace of God, the joy that passeth understanding. When you accept Jesus Christ, that comes along with vast and many blessings that money cannot buy. But let us not only be people who enjoy the blessings that come along as a result of accepting Jesus Christ. But let us also be people who will rise up and accept the mandate, the responsibility that the Lord had given to us and fulfill that out of gratitude and joyful spirit. Okay? Iti amin nga nasyon. Ket so isuro yo ti amin nga nasyon. So we have a mandate to go and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Gat, han nga nalaka kakabsat. Ngam itata, by the grace of God, agpaiso nga narigat, ngam hanakasti ka rigat idi. Do you realize that? Tila maawis mo idi kakabsat ububing. Praise God, time has changed. People have become more ripe. The harvest is now ready. The field is now ready for harvest. Nga makita na jay need, plus ma-realize na jay mandate ti Apo ken kuana, katunuyan na kakabsat. So go therefore into so nations and then baptizing them. Glory to God. In the afternoon yesterday, adawalo nga baro nga binaptize ko. To God be the glory. Second batch idikalman. Walo iti nabautisaran idikalman kakabsat. Madaydayo iti Apo. 4 ladies and 4 men. All of them are promising young people. Kuna na jay, verse number 20, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, God said, I am with you always. Kunana ti Apo, hangkin mat rejection. Do not take that resistance personally to yourself. You are just an instrument of God. Ngam tilaglagi po yung, at dati Apo gan ka. You know, with God in the journey will be joyful. So sabi ko matalaglagi po niyo, nga no, dumteng di pa nakaupay, di pa nunod, pa nagkapoy itirik na. Always remember this, you are not alone. Let me show you another verse. It's not there, but let's go to Hebrews 12. Go to Hebrews 12. Ipag-isurat yung man kakabasan. Hebrews 12:1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1. It says, "Wherefore seeing, we also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." You are representing your country. Listen to me. As believers of Jesus Christ, we are representing heaven. Kat adata yu iti may sangatarayon. Kat kunana, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. That means, adu iti mang law kada tayo. Na hanakit asawang nga law na kati angeles. Ngam ti bakpakita na deta, if you read Hebrews 12, you cannot understand Hebrews 12:1 if you do not first read Hebrews 11. Kandag iti great men, kat naragsak da nga nagturpos, gaputa kunada, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have run the race. Hanyo wakit kitang tinailubungan nga tao, you cannot get encouragement from them. Nga heroes of the faith, ta isu dati pangalaam iti encouragement. So brethren, keep on going because you are not alone. Number two, let us keep on going. Why? Because number two, your labor is not in vain. Papayan na. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Detar aramidem, haman nga i-recognize ti lubong, ngam ti imatang ti apo, bigbigan na. It's recorded in heaven. The word vain means useless. It means useless. Just try to imagine, no, dahil yung ubram nga pa nagserbi ti apo, useless gayam. Digitin inted mo nga para ti trabaho iti apo, useless gayam. Dagiti adu nga sakripisyong puyat mo, dagiti adu nga indenay mo, after all, nga inaramid mo deta, ma-realize mo, useless gayam, anyan nga panakapaay, anyan kakabsat nga kasla panaka-ative deta panunot mo, because after all, useless. Pero itong isipin mo, after all the sacrifices you've made, kat makitam kakabsat nga hanggayam may useless, hanggayam nga worthless, kasi in heaven, the Lord will acknowledge that. The Lord will appreciate that. The Lord will identify all that you have done for Him. The Lord Himself, the God who made heaven and earth, the God who is the God of all time, the eternity past and the eternity future, the God who loved us, the God who gave His life for us, the God who provided all of these blessings, kat kunana, well done thou good and faithful servant. O brethren, that is enough reason to keep on going. People have all the reasons to feel that, you know, life is not worth living. Kunada, kat awan serbiti pa nagbiag, kunada. But no, we have all the reasons why life is worth living. Okay? Why? Because we are living for Jesus. We are living for Him who died for us. That is enough reason. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Imagine nyo kakabsat iya tao. Diba? Agtrabaho. No, day jay lang iti focus kan turong ti panunod na. You know, to have material wealth, to have material possession, okay? And enjoy this present life. After all, matay ka. Kasi day ta ti mensahe, ti lubong. You only live once. Make the most of it. Enjoy your life sapagkat sa langit, wala nang beer. So they live in pleasure, self-indulgence. Kaami na kayat da kakabsat, isot pang ipaayanda, itipigsada, and then they die. They die empty. Datayo kakabsat, we die full. And we will meet our Savior full. Number three, why we must choose to keep on going. Nagpindas na number three. Apay, nagpatpatuloy ka, because others are blessed by your testimony. Others are blessed by your testimony. Hamulang ammo kakabsat, you have no idea, but I want you to see one point in mind. I will give you two biblical examples, And let's draw application from these examples. Ti umuna kakabsat, DJ babae nga napanangugas ti saka ni Apotay Jesucristo. That woman who went to Jesus one day inside that house and broke her alabaster box for the Lord Jesus Christ. A very expensive kind of perfume. Kat inanoint na di saka ni Apo Jesus. Kat inusar na di book. The people around said, what a waste. What a waste. Di di intid tayo nga panangipaay tayo ti devotion tayo kan biag tayo di ministry kunada. What a waste. But Jesus replied to them, don't remang vindicate isuntot sumong bat kadakwada kat ipakita na kadakwada nga hangasayang di narami ko. Jesus answered to them, nga parikutan nyo dayta, ibagayo nga dapat na itut kadagiti marigrigat, apay, kanay sana ko na itiday ti babae, she had done a good work. No gayam aday naramid mo nga para iti apo, God will make sure that the memory of which will never be lost. Agbalinto nga legacy. In other words, whatever you do for the Lord will be a legacy. Legacy kayat nga sa when dagiti sumarunong nga kapututan, they will be blessed because of what you have done for God. Kada tayo nga naganak, the legacy that we will leave, our children will reap the blessings of such. Hamang nga tayo ti agapit, dagiti to anak tayo ti agapit kakausad, they will be blessed by our life and testimony. Dito kapilya, hindi may tugot langit. But what we have done for God, you know, it will be a legacy. Manuntong nga generations, by the grace of God, nuhampi nga umay ti Apo, in the next 20 or 30 years, this building can stand by the grace of God. Agtakdor dito, kapsat kit, maaramat tulad ta, aduntong ubing, adupi nga yung people ti maisalakan. Others will be blessed by your testimony, by your work of faith, by your labor of love. Isong nga, well, dito iti dapat nga panunutin. You have many reasons to quit. You have many reasons to be discouraged. You have many reasons to give up. You have many reasons to lose heart. But remember this very important reason nga kunam agpatpatuloyak, because others will be blessed by my testimony. Number four, why we should choose to keep on going. Because number four, you will reap what you are sowing. You will reap what you are sowing. Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. What you see today in HBBC is a reaping of the many years of sowing. Sakbay nga na imulmulat isa uti apo, kadagito yung lang makita tayo nga agap-apit. Tikayat na nga sa one, God is faithful. I-fulfill na dito sa una, you will reap what you sow. So, what do you want to reap in the future? Because whether you like it or not, reaping time, reaping season will come. You cannot help it. Reaping season will come. Kala dito Pilipinas, nagmula ka kan saan, umaylat at tiyempo't panagapit. Nohan ka nagmula, awa maapit po. Kasi ti season ti panagkalaitata, season ti panaggagapas. Oo. Wherever you go, aggagapas ti tao. Season, that's the season. Wala kang magagawa. Ang Diyos ang gumawa niyan eh. It's God. It is His sovereign act to create these seasons in life. So, in my dating season, dagitihan na nagmula, awa maapit da. Dagitihan nagmula, basit, batit maapit da. Dagiti nag-raupti adong, adong kakabsat iti magapas da. But my point is, whether you plant or whether you do not plant, season of reaping will come. So in your life, in this world, the season of reaping will come. It is not a question of will it come? It is a question of what you do now because it is coming. Han nga question ni Jay, umay tungatat panagapit? Yung minsan iniisip ng tao, agapit ak na ta, dedib ubrak. Anong ata, adantong ata panagapit, adantong ata. It is not a question, no? The season of reaping will come. You know, that's what the Bible says. Isu nga dapat, agmula ka, kat no may kingkat pa nakabannog, kita ang dedahan ka dapat mabannog na agmula. Just keep on planting. Pastor, anat imulat, verse number 10. Can you put verse number 10? Verse number 10. Ito ang ating itatanim. Verse number 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Agaramid kalatat na imbang. Ah, sino ka tao kasi napaspasaktan? Do not let those bitter things come into your heart, kakabsat. Gumawa kalatan ng mabuti. Because tipa nagaramit mo't na imbag, saan nga nagadepende, iti kinasyasin no ni Apo Kenga. God is good to you. Apo nga di ka agaramit din na imbag. Di ba? Even if people are doing many things to hurt you, God is so good to you. That is enough reason to just do good. Amen ba? Oo. Pero hindi yun ang pinag-uusapan lang natin dito eh. Ang pinag-uusapan natin yung reaping. Kaya sabi dito, dahil alam mo, na merong reaping, gundawayam ti amin. I-take advantage mo ti amin na gundaway nga makapagaramid ka ti na imbag. Tadim am mo, no sa dinunto kadigita, iti agbalegi kat apitum ti. Oh, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Amo yung kakausat, listen to me. I think, apo ti HBBC, because we have helped a lot of pastors.
Amen.
Yes. Tatak lang ang maikwang kakausat. Hang ko mga may detalye amin. At makita na di kita ipapastor, matouch ti puso na, tulungan na. Kasi amunat rigat ti mangrugrugi. Amunat rigat kakabsat iti agpay pioneer. Amunat rigat iti agpatpatakdir iti kapilya. You know? So he tried to help. But even when preacher, Pastor June came home, Preacher Glenn was there, he keeps reminding me, Manong, let's help this pastor. Manong, let's help this, kunana. At ang kumakita nga rod aming kakabsat, kat makita na digijay, I think that is one of the reasons why there is reaping season. Why the reaping season in HBBC has come because we have planted and planted and planted and planted. Kaya mga kapatid, basta lakat at dagundaway, saan mo nga ipaidam?
Ah,
do good. Kati dapat ma-realize yung itata, if we want to do good, di nga niya, isublim niya yung verse, listen to me now, if we want to do good, and we want to help, kakabsat, i-channel mo, ije household of faith. Kunanan eh,
amen.
Especially, di jay, unto all men, di mas masimudaag na deta, tiket na nga sa unti, especially, priority kakabsat, maawatan niyo priority, before anything else. So priority, ti priority, household of faith. Tingnan lang sa one. If you are to invest the stewardship that God has given to you, God is telling you, you channel it in the household of faith. That the household of faith ngay bagbagan at yung kakabsat is the local church. And praise the Lord, the HBBC is the local church where God placed us, where God wants us to become a blessing, an instrument avenue of blessing. Kaya itinuturo namin sa inyo na, okay, if we want to help this pastor, if we want to help this church, we channel it through the household of faith, through the local church. And in the name of HBBC, we help this pastor. In the name of HBBC, we help this church. Household of faith. Nakita yung kakabsat? That with that, our church will reap, you and I will reap the blessings of the Lord. So, nagragsak ti reaping, di ba? Amen? Narigat ti agbulmula, agururay ka, ado nga tuok mo, ado rigat mo, ado sakripisyum, ado nga bannog mo, pero ti pampanunodam kat umay ti panagapit. Amen? God is the God of harvest. Number five, fifth reason why we should keep on going, because God is faithful. No, ti tao kakabsat han na faithful, han di dikit kita amon. Kadagam nga pa pastor, in our position as pastor, ngumapaisot pa ko offendam, ti apo naka-faithful, di ba? God is so faithful. The word faithful means He will fulfill His promise. He will fulfill His promise. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, He is God, the faithful God. Now, that is the meaning of faithful God. Faithful means which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love Him and keep His commandments to 1,000 generations. Teka na sound ti faithful, uray pa'y manong henerasyon ng ti aglabas. Teka na nga sound ti 1,000 generation, God will never change no matter what generation will come. His word, His promises are still true even today. And we can hold on to that. Isu nga kakabsat, anat challenge na kadatayo deta, you choose to keep on going kasi di pagtakduram, pagbibiyagam, jeing kari iti apo ken ka. Ituldok mo ta imam iti dayjay nga kari na ken kakat kunam apo, dayto iti gapuna no apo yung agpatpatuloyak ken ka. I hold on to what you have said. I take your word. Kat di kita unay kakabsat, kakasta ti pamati nga permi nga paggaayat ti apo. Di kita'y Kristiyano, han nakaibabain iti apo. Han naibabain ti kudna, DJ Karina. But he will fulfill what he has promised. Kunwari di Bible, kakabsat that he is faithful to keep his promises. And not only that, but it means he remembers your labor of love. Hebrews 6:10. He remembers your labor of love. Ngam ti apo saan na nga nalipatan. What a blessing. Amen. Malagip na amin. Kunana di Hebrews 6:10, God is not unfaithful to forget your saints and do minister. By the way, tap no maklear ka da kayo. Siguro ko na itekat, Pastor, you mentioned nga, if we want to help, we channel it through the local church. Yes. Kasi kasta ti practice ni Apostle Paul. Do you know what the Apostle Paul would do? He would go to a church, kat kunana, okay, there is a need here, kat tulungan tayo, so let us raise here. That's what he would always do. He would always raise amount from the church. Members will give, members will commit, members will sacrifice and take that amount or take that good and that kindness and take it to those people who are in need. As Jay kakabsat, di sistema na yan ta Bible. So that's what we do here, okay? And whatever we do, God remembers our labor of love. Amen? Last, oh, pilyan tayo di agpatpatuloy. Apay? Because God has a purpose for your difficulties. Sa adda po ang purpose ti Apo. It's good to remember that. Many times, malipatan tayo ngamin eh. So keep that in mind. At the purpose iti Apo, iti deta agda mga pagdaldalanam ita. And this point is one entire message. Nga message. Sana nga mesa nga message. Mesa nga series of message. But you have to bear in mind, God kunam, I may not see, I may not understand, I may not be able to perceive the reason why these things are happening to me despite the fact that I'm faithful to you, I'm doing your will, I'm serving you. But I know you will make all these things work together for good. So, kakabsat, these are the 6 reasons why we should choose to keep on going. So again, iti day ti ngatawan kakabsat, uray anyat dumteng iti biag mo, okay? Kat maupay tapanunot mo, natural yan. Ha? Hanga it's okay to be discouraged. It's normal to be discouraged. It's not okay. Ha? It's normal to get sick, but it's not okay. It's normal to be discouraged, but it's not okay. So, gaputa tao tayo, maupay di panunod. But it's not okay. So nga dapat makangker tayo by these reasons. Nakunam, Lord, I choose to keep on going because I know, number one, I am not alone. Number two, my labor is not in vain. Number three, others are blessed by my testimony. Number four, I will reap what I sow. Number five, you are faithful. And number six, you have a purpose for my difficulties. Nga dadapi nga pagbutim. And you know what? Listen to me. Motivated ka eh. Inspired ka nga perming. Kati tao nga inspired nga agserbi ti Apo, rumso aking kuhanan tinakadado nga nakamaymayat nga panunot kakabsat. So nga listen to me. No ape nga ado kadatayo, iti pundi ti pampanunot na no maipanggap ti ministry, gaputa adatayo ijay limbo of discouragement. At dati di limbo of depression. At dati di limbo of negativity. At dati yung amin, nagitilat at makikita tayo saan. But once you are deeply motivated, you're inspired, kat ti apulat makitam, di reaping time ti makitam, makitam ti kinaimbag ti ap, I want to serve God, I want to do more for God, di pa nagbiag, and you will fight for it till the last breath of your life. Amen? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the encouragement this afternoon. Hanggam kumalangan na inspire, but it should create within us goals and vision and desire what to do in the ministry, what to do in our family, how can we serve you, how can we be more faithful, how can we multiply, how can we invest our resources in the ministry, O God, through the HBBC ministry. Ngam agbati kadakam digijay, prinsipyo nga linaon apo, deto nga mensahe. In Jesus' name, amen.